God bless you, brother.
Blog Talk Radio.
The following program is a production of Turning Leaf Radio Network, Altoona, Pennsylvania.
God bless you, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is the evangelist for the hour, Apostle William Foster, calling and letting you all know that God is still a wonder, still on the throne, and we are yet blessed to know that we are in the land of the living and blessed to know actually who the name of Christ Jesus is and what it does for his saints and his people of God. Ah, Jesus, we are so excited today. Yet blessed in the land of the living. And truly, we just want to be able to share with you today, oh God, the greatness of God and his son, Jesus, and his word. Oh, I would that you would go to the throne of grace with me today, that we will go in and bless God and be blessed of the Lord, and to know exactly what it is that the Lord is saying and would have for us to know today. Oh God, oh Jesus, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blood. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your strength. We thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your awesome glory. We thank you for just blessing us, God, in a mighty way. Lord, we appreciate you for your love. We thank you for your son, Jesus. We thank you for your keeping power, God. We thank you for stretching out your hand to touch your men and women everywhere, God. Those who are lost, lonely, depressed, and alone, those who are confused, those who have no strength to hold on, those who have no hope for the future, those who have no, oh God, hope for tomorrow. Lord, we pray that you just continue to come in, God, and just be with us, abide with us, live down on the inside of us, God, and do what we need you to do. Oh, Jesus, in a mighty way. Oh, God, and yes, we pray, Lord, take over Jehovah, because we know that you know what to do best. So, Father, we give ourselves to you. We bless you with all that we have and all that we know. It's in the name of Christ Jesus that we do pray and give you the glory, and I pray that you let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. You are my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer, my God, and my God. In Jesus' name, we love you. We thank you for all things. Let the church say amen and amen. God bless you. God bless you. Yes. Today I want to go to a few scriptures, a few chapters, a few books of the Bible. We don't have a long time, but we have a short time, but a long time to get there. How about that? Habakkuk, the first chapter, Habakkuk. Oh, God, it's in the Old Testament, Habakkuk. Oh, I want to talk about some things concerning God and his wondrous name. Oh, Jesus, Habakkuk. Oh, the first chapter beginning at the very fifth verse. Well, we're going to read Habakkuk 1 and 5 anyway. Listen, look upon among the nations and see, wonder and be astounded, for I am doing a work in your days that you would not believe if I told you, or if it be told unto you. Oh, Jesus, now I want to go over, because the base scriptures want to come from Mark the 8th chapter. I kind of got to like skip around in Mark, but I want to kind of like stop between, let's see, I'm going to do between 27 and 33. Yes, 33. He said, and Jesus went on with the disciples to the village of Caesarea Philippi. And on the way, he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? Oh, God, and they told him, John the Baptist, and others said Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he asked them, but who do you say that I am? Peter answered him, you are the Christ. And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and how God be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, Get behind me, Satan, for you're setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. and calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Now, I'm through with that part, but I want you to understand. The thing that I want to kind of grab your attention is, oh, God, Jesus is asking a question. God, who do men say that I am? And then he turns and asks his own very disciples, who do you say I am? He really was asking a rhetorical question, just trying to find out where they were. Yes, he knew who he was, but he wanted to know who men actually thought that he was, because just prior to this, he had just done two other miracles. Oh, God, feeding the 5,000. Then he came back and said 7,000, Lord Jesus. And, oh, God, they still didn't quite understand how it was that he was making something, oh, God, out of nothing. Oh, Jesus. And you have to understand. I'm on fire right now, God. I'm ready to go there, y'all. Jesus. And we have to understand he was telling them he was a miracle in the making. Oh, God, and being a miracle in the making, he was actually showing his majesty to them. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, and I would, if you understand, if you have the Holy Ghost, thank you, Jesus, the Holy Ghost is not complex or confused by any means necessary. It knows exactly the things of God and the depthness of God. It wants your spirit that you have, oh, God, from him to recount the things that God has done for you in the past. Thank you, Jesus. I think we talked about 2 weeks ago what God has for me, it is for me. Yes, Lord. And if what God has for me, it is for me, then that means I need to search the deep things of God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not around here thinking about man's opinion and academic persuasion of what God or who Christ is. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, I can listen and listen and listen all day long to the pastor. Listen all day long to the preacher. Listen all day long to the evangelist, the apostle, the bishop, the preacher, the teacher. I can listen all day long to you, but if I don't apply myself to this word and seek the deep things of God, knowing, oh, God, who he is and what he is in my life, then I will forever really be lost. Thank you, Jesus. That's why David came in and was trying to tell you. He said, my soul, oh, God, it makes its boast in the Lord. Why does it make its boast in the Lord? He said, I will praise God, oh, Jesus, continually with my whole heart, my whole mind, my whole soul, and everything that is within me. Oh, God, bless his holy name. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes you have to command yourself to get to know who God is, because the flesh don't really want to know. Oh, Jesus, the flesh wants the things of its own self. Thank you, God. Jesus, that's why we all have our own selfish self-will. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what happened to Lucifer when he was, oh, God, up there, and the angels, they were talking about, well, Lucifer, if you would understand how great and pristine you are, thank you, Jesus, if you would just look in the mirror and find out how glorious you are, thank you, Jesus, then I feel like you should be better than God. Somewhere, some way, somehow, he put in this bid to let them know that, oh, God, he was, oh, God, the man, oh, Jesus. And because they were afraid to look upon God, because the Bible said the angels didn't even like to look at the glory of God because it was too bright. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. And because the light is so bright, thank you, Jesus, they couldn't stand to look upon him. But Lucifer, they could see. God, help me. Jesus, and that's how the Satan, he tries to lure you away and I away from the things of God, because we can see tangibly through the flesh what it is that God, oh God, has put before us. Thank you, Jesus. And because God has made so many things, Satan will try to buff them up or brighten them up a little bit more to make it feel as if the flesh really needs that. God said, no, I would that you be content with what I have, which is godliness, which is great gain. Oh, but how could you know about the godliness that's great gain if you don't know Christ Jesus, oh God, and his name? So I'm not concerned about what man trying to tell me about who God or who Jesus really is. I'm more concerned about, oh God, you put it before me. Let me research it for myself. Let me find out who he is for myself. Let me get to know him in a better way. I want to know him in the fellowship of the suffering that he has gone through for me. Thank you, Jesus. That's what Paul told them. He said, if you could just understand who he is. Oh, God, he put before me bread. He took me out of the dungeon. He took me out of the jail. He took me out of the, oh, God, hellish hospital. Hell, God, he could raise me up. He gave me the things that I know that I didn't deserve. I know that I wasn't worthy of. But because he keep on blessing me and doing great things for me, I want to know who this man is, who this one is that's doing it. No, I've never seen him, but he's still doing marvelous, matchless, oh God, miraculous things in my life. Jesus, and all I can say is, oh God. If you just give me more of you, thank you, God, I'll be content with just that. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, David said, if I could just be, oh, God, a doorkeeper at the door, I ain't even got to be on the inside, because I just hold his door, I'm great right there. Thank you, Jesus. God, help me. Jesus, but because, Oh God, because God has shown us miracle after miracle, blessing after blessing, Jesus, glory after glory, new story after new story. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said the angels circled the throne, and every time they came around, they couldn't even, well, Jesus, did you just see that? I mean, he just changed, right? We just went around the corner and came back. What just happened? Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, his name is so miraculous. Thank you, Jesus. His name is so pristine, so grandiosely great. Thank you, God. Jesus, we can't even, oh God, fathom how wonderful he is. Thank you, Jesus. And God is always saying, and God is only saying, thank you, Jesus, take the time to know me. Good God, get to know where I am in you. Get to know how I am for you. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, oh God, Jesus, he said, teach your children, show them where it is and what it is that I'm trying to do for them. And then let them search me out for themselves. Good God, Jesus, I'm not messed up about man's academic persuasion about what God and how God is for me. Everybody somewhere has a testimony. Good God. Yes, I got one, like two, three, four, five, six, 12 testimonies, just like you probably have or more. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, and everywhere I go, oh God, this little light of mine, I got to let it shine. Thank you, Jesus. Because God is my help and my fortress, my keeper, and my light and my salvation. Thank you, Jesus. And what he told me to do is let it shine wherever I am, wherever I are, and wherever I be. Thank you, God. Jesus, Romans the 8th chapter told us, oh God, about the 28th and 31st verse, thank you, Jesus. Oh God, he said, many, oh God, he said, I called you, I love you, and I told you who I am, because all things are working together for your good. Yeah, God. Oh God, to the good of them who are called by God and that love God, thank you, Jesus, because I called you, my God, I know how that I've justified you, I built you up better than you were at the first. Jesus, because I built you up better than you were at the first, and that means I had to break you somewhere, because when you first got in me, you walked in me, you talked in me, you told people about me, but Satan came along somewhere and tried to distort your view about me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, Jesus, how can you love somebody who you've never seen? Thank you, Jesus. You love your brother, but you don't love your brother who you see every day. Oh, God, God said, I'm switching it, oh, God, and I'm trying to make you see who I am and what I am. Thank you, Jesus. Not only did I justify you, but he said, he went further on and said, but I glorified you and made you majesty with me. Thank you, God. Not only that, but I made you an heir and a joint heir. Thank you, God. Not just a joint heir, but not a servant, my God. But I made you a son. I made you a daughter. Thank you, Jesus. I made you a queen. I made you a king. Thank you, Jesus. I put you in a place, Jesus, where all you got to do, oh God, is lift up your voice, lift up your head, huh? And don't be afraid. Thank you, Jesus. Don't let Satan try to trap you in your mind, make you feel like, oh God, God don't care about you. God don't love you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, it don't matter. You know, the folks out here, you know, you might be a little twisted. It's all right, but they should accept you. They still ought to be able to know that you are right. Thank you, Jesus. It ain't going to be like this. The devil is a liar. Thank you, God. God said, yes, with love and kindness have I drawn thee. Oh, God, with compassion have I had compassion and mercy on thee. Thank you, Jesus. But I gave you the spirit also and a mindset to want to change your ways. Thank you, Lord. I gave you the choice. I gave you, oh, God, a chance to decide what it is that you really want to do. Thank you, Jesus. The same thing he did with the devil. Thank you, God. The same thing he did with Lucifer. He gave him a chance to get it together. Thank you, Jesus. That's why it took so long for him to cast him out of heaven. No, God, Jesus. But he would not, oh, God. He would not come subject to God. Thank you, Jesus. He just was just so caught up in his own dynamic, the demonic ways. Yeah, God. But God said, I'm changing the dynamics of your mindset. I'm trying to release you from, oh, God, from your stubborn, silly, stupid, stuck acting will. Thank you, God. Your self-righteous, stiff-necked acting will. Thank you, Jesus. God said, I'm trying to rebuke the devil for your sake, but because you keep backing up, thank you, Jesus, and backsliding from me, oh, God, you make yourself be reprobated from me, my God. So when you reject me, good God, the one you should be coming to, the one you should be calling on, Jesus, oh, God, he said, you make me have to reject you. Oh, God, but God is so merciful, so loving, so kind, and so generous, so graceful, and so meek and so humble. Oh, God, Jesus, he gives us chance after chance after chance. I don't know nothing about him being a God of a second chance. No, he's a God of another chance, a God of another chance, a God of a, oh, God, Jesus, miraculous chance. He's trying to show his people, look, oh God, you've been, he was telling his disciples, y'all have been with me all this time. I've done this miracle and that miracle, yet you don't see it, yet you don't hear it. What's wrong with you? Why is it that you won't open up your ears? Why is it that you won't open up your eyes? Is it too much for you to understand? Is it too, are you too slow of that, or that too slow of learning that you can't catch on to what I just did? Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, but then he said, I'm going to sit down here and show you all who I really am, so you won't just be going telling people all willy-nilly, so they'll come bother me and get on my nerves with what I've invested in you, oh God, to do as well. Jesus, then Jesus, Peter, come over here, talking about, I know that you are the Christ, thou art the Christ. Well, Jesus told him, he said, okay, well, I know that man didn't reveal it to you. It had to be God. Thank you, Jesus. He said, so what are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with it? That's what the same thing God is saying. What are you going to do with it? I bless you with my grace. I bless you with my mercy. Oh, God, are you going to show mercy to somebody else? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, because the Bible said mercy is for the merciful. Oh, God, grace is for those who give grace. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, my attributes are for you. Thank you, Jesus. But are you using them for me? Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Oh, but then God said there is that place, Jesus, where you have to learn how to praise me in your walk, praise me in your talk. You must learn to speak the oracles of God. We must learn, I hear you, Holy Ghost, we must learn the talk of the goodness of God everywhere and anywhere that we are and everywhere that we be. We must learn how to start a conversation for Jesus that he may come in, oh God, and fill the atmosphere with his glory, fill the atmosphere with his love. We must learn, thank you, Jesus. That's why he said, take my yoke upon me and upon you and learn of me, my God. It's not hard, thank you, Jesus. It's a God case, not a my case, not a heart case. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, he said, well, if you just do it, I will fill your lips, my God. If you just do it, I will fill your soul. Thank you, Jesus. If you just do it, I will walk up right before you and show you what it is that, oh, God, nobody can do to you because you're walking and I'm walking in you. Oh, God, Jesus, I am your protection, my God. Jesus, so therefore, I made room, God, for my spirit to come in and reside. Thank you, Jesus, but don't be deceived. Don't be fooled, my God. Jesus, he said, because I will not dwell in any unclean temple, my God. You belong to me, my Jesus. And that's what Jesus was trying to let his disciples know. Okay, well, you have me. What you going to do with me? Are you going to spread me around? Are you going to talk about my name? Are you going to tell about the goodness of God? Are you going? He said, this is really not about me. I want you to talk about the Father. I want you to tell them about Jehovah, God, Jesus. So I want you to know, thank you, Jesus, when I give you the power, I've given you the strength. When I give you the strength, I've given you the confidence. When I give you the confidence, I've given you the love. I've given you the love, I'm giving you the protection. Thank you, Jesus. Love covers the multitude of folks. Jesus, well, Peter asked the question, how many times did we forgive a brother? He said, 7 times 70. Paul, Jesus, I don't care how many times he did you wrong, you still forgive him and love him and go on. Thank you, Jesus. The thing I don't want you to be doing is caught up with your own self and vain gain. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, like you did something special your own self. It ain't about you. It's about the love of Christ. It ain't about you. It's about the love of Jesus. It ain't about you, it's about what God has given you to do. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. And God is saying, I'm switching gears for you. I'm changing tracks and courses for you. Oh, God, I'm making you the winner. Oh, God, Jesus, I'm trying to put you in a place where, oh, God, I want you to be set up so high that nobody can, oh, God, distract you or make you seem so astonished in what the devil is trying to do. Thank you, Jesus. Say that ain't nobody. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Oh, God, he was trying to let even the disciples know, look, I'm getting ready to die. It's a hard game. It's a hard night. It's a hard way. I must go and show, but it's okay. I need y'all to continue to keep praying. Don't stop the mission. Don't stop the work because the miracle still is in the making. Thank you, Jesus. And if I go away, the miracle is going to be more advanced. And that's what they needed to know. Thank you, Jesus. And a lot of times, thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. When you don't understand or know where God is, when you can't trust, chase him, you got to learn how to still trust him. Thank you, God. To know that God ain't blind, crippled, or crazy. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody may show you and tell, talk to you in church. Well, hold on now. I don't like sympathize her every time I come in. here. She a little bit too loud. She just be hollering and screaming and crying out. Jesus, every time she hear me, he just say something in the pulpit. She jump up, want to go to dancing or whatever. But Jesus, God ain't deaf. My God, Jesus. No, God ain't deaf and God ain't nervous either. Mm-hmm. But God wants to praise because he said, praise, oh God, is commonly among the upright. Thank you, Jesus. And not only that, he said, I dwell, hey, glory to God, in the inhabitants of the praises of my people. Sometimes we have to create a throne zone and an atmosphere for God to come in. Thank you, Jesus. And to righteously, oh God, dwell down on the inside and righteously dwell even on the outside. Thank you, God. And let him and see him work wonders and miracles right before our very eyes. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what Jesus was trying to get them to understand. It doesn't matter that I'm getting rid of the dough. Thank you, Jesus. Just keep the things in mind that I've already taught you. Keep the things in mind that I've already showed you. See, the Pharisees and the Sadducees got mad because he came and he did another miracle right in the midst of their country, right in the midst of their little, you know, center of their little folk. But God, Jesus was like, I'm not worried about what they're talking about. Y'all want to come over here and question me about my authority, question me about what I know to do and what I've been called to do by my Father? Who are you to question me anyway when you're not even doing what you're supposed to do? Oh, Jesus. See, and I thank God for Jesus because sometimes you have to know or we have to know how to take a bold stand for God. Thank you, Jesus. He's not calling for no coward's sake, no high power cowards. No low power cowards. He said, I'm calling for those who are going to stand up right for my name, who fear my name and walk upright before me and know that I will bless them, I will keep them, I will help them, I will keep them in perfect peace if they keep their mind stayed on me, if they don't let the devil come in with all of the distractions and all of the detours and all of the derailments. I got something greater on the other side. And that's another point I wanted to bring out. Notice the Bible said Jesus got in the boat and they went on the other side. God help me. It's something about going on the other side. When you go on the other side of your pain, when you go on the other side of your being hurt, when you go on the other side of your being disappointed, when you go on the other side of being let down, oh God help me, when you go on the other side of being discharged, when you go on the other side of being devalued, oh God, when you go on the other side of being lied to, when you go on the other side of being cussed out, when you go on the other side of being, oh God, just slandered with your name, when you go on the other side, it's something on the other side. The other side has got a little joy. The other side has got a little peace. The other side has got more praise. The other side has more worship. The other side has more love. The other side has more upliftment. The other side, the other side has more, triumphantly. The other side has more victory. On the other side, they let you know that you win. Good God. Sometimes you got to put your pride to the side. Put your little, oh God, feelings to the side and go on the other side. Thank you, Jesus. Get on the other side of through. Good God, I'm through, oh God, with being lied on. I'm through with being lied to. I'm through with being persecuted. I'm through with being, oh God, Jesus, jacked up over my little stale-tale feelings. I'm through with all that. Thank you, Jesus. So when you get to the other side, oh God, help me. Oh, Jesus, there's a lot more going on the other side. Thank you, Jesus. And when you begin to praise God through the midst of your suffering, through the midst of your, oh God, Jesus, whoo, trial, through the midst of your, oh God, being trained. Thank you, Jesus. Then God can come in and work a miracle. Then God can come in and bless you like never before. Then God can come in and settle your heart and settle your mind. Then he can get all the anxiety out of the way. Then God can come in and so forth his great majesty in your life. Thank you, Jesus, for those who have been lost, those who once walked with you, talking about, yeah, that was my partner back then, but right now, I don't even not know. He just seemed like, shoot, they got the Holy Ghost or whatever they got. They done got God and got all sanctified. They don't even mess with nobody no more. No, it ain't that I don't mess with you no more, because I'm going to mess with you. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to be all up in your face praising God and giving God the glory and giving God the worship that he deserves. David said it like this. Thank you, Jesus. He said, in the congregation of man, I bless God with my whole heart. I bless God till I couldn't do it no more. I bless God till I basically lost my voice. Thank you, Jesus. So when I lost my voice, I just start jumping. When I start jumping, I just start leaping. When I start leaping, I just start clapping my hand. When I start clapping my hands, I just start lifting my hand and just start waving at God. I begin to just start rocking back and forth, showing God, thank you, Jesus, no matter what the devil has said, I know what you are saying. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! God, help me, Jesus. And you told me that if God be for me, who can be against me? You are more than the world against me. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and they and all these things. I am more than conqueror through him that loved me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. Why? Because I can do all things that stretch through Christ that stretches me. Oh, Jesus, I make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Yes, I sing songs of praises unto God. Because God is my rock and my light, my source and my shield. Yes, oh, God, Jesus. I am, oh God, that I am with God. Thank you, Jesus. Why? Because I am the, oh God, righteousness of God. I am a seed of Abraham. I do have the blessings of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, I will not be cut down. Oh God, put to shame. Thank you, Jesus, because I have the name of Christ. Oh God, and I've learned that ain't no shame in God gain. Good God, help me today, Holy Ghost. And not only that, thank you, Jesus, my God shall supply all of my need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Why? Because I'm kept in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Jesus. No matter what harm the devil try to bring, Jesus, I'm still going to sing my song. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Oh, the Lord is the light of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? The wicked and the, oh God, even one came, my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Yeah, God, it doesn't matter though a host, oh God, shall rise up against me. Thank you, Jesus. And this will I be confident. Oh God, Jesus. Oh God, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I got God's name because he got my name. Not only that, he knows the hairs that are numbered on my head. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, yes, Jesus, I am Jesus that I am with God. Thank you, Lord, because he saved me. Not only saved me, but he sanctioned me. Yes, God. Sanctioned me, but he sanctified me, yes, God, to go to the next level, to do the things, oh God, that are above and beyond, oh God, what I can ask or think or imagine in my own heart, because I know that as long as I'm with God, he's on my side and I'm on his side, and whenever trouble arise, thank you, Jesus, oh God, I got my answer, thank you, Jesus, and not only that, but I have an anchor in God, in Christ Jesus, oh God, I call on him, and he knows where I am, he, oh God, Jesus, know me because I am his righteousness, oh God, and oh God, he is my strong tower, and I can run into him, and I know that I am saved, because victory it shall be mine, my God, and because I put in remembrance these things, oh God, none of God's shells are empty, everything he said that he shall do is going to happen, oh God, and without fail, well, why does it happen without fail, because there's no failure in my God, everything in God is complete, everything in God is shaped as he made. Thank you, Jesus, because he, oh God, unctioned me to hold on. He unctioned me to stand in the midst of the trial, in the midst of the storm. Oh God, no matter what I've gone through, no matter what I'm going through, no matter what petty, oh God, foolishness Satan keep trying to throw at me through life's expectancy, oh God, of hellish works, God's expectancy of my life work are greater than what I can ever proclaim, greater than what I can ever think, greater than what I can ever imagine. Thank you, Jesus. Oh God, oh Jesus, and because I'm blessed above and beyond man, thank you, Jesus, I have the favor of God, and when I have the favor of God, I got the righteousness of God, because I stood upright before him, oh God, I didn't back down or bellow down from his name. Thank you, Jesus. I didn't cower out and cower down from his name. Jesus, oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. And because he saw my righteousness and he sees what I'm dealing with and going through, he sees on up the road. He sees how the, oh God, Jesus, oh God, negate and orchestrate how my feet should go. Thank you, Jesus. Then I'm blessed and I'm cursed. Oh God, I'm helped. Oh God, and I'm hoped in the next level of God. Thank you, Jesus. I don't care what man shall say unto me or what man trying to do. Oh God, they can only hurt the flesh, but God, hey, is the captain of my soul. God bless y'all. I love you. I pray that you're encouraged by this word. Thank you, Jesus. I pray that you're praying for me as I'm praying for you. And I said before I said again. Oh God, take over Jehovah, because you know, oh God, what's going to happen on down the road. And if you have any questions, any comments or concerns, you can always, oh Jesus, email me at fosterap1@aol.com. I love you. God bless you. And you all be encouraged. Until the next time, God bless. Love you.